This is Talk for Freedom, a podcast sharing the truths about human trafficking and highlighting those in the fight to end it, with your hosts, Cesar Lopez with For Freedom Initiative and Chuck Paul with Chuck Paul LLC. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Talk for Freedom. This is your host, Cesar Lopez. We are excited about today's topic. We have team members from For Freedom Initiative. That's the organization that I volunteer with and work with. And so I want them to introduce themselves. So I'll start with Cecilia.
Hi, my name is Cecilia. I lead the organization, but I also volunteer on the basis of providing educational material. So if you ever schedule some kind of event where you want some more information about human trafficking, usually I'll come out and either do a presentation or provide a video or some kind of content in that space.
Awesome. Thank you. And we also have Cindy here. Cindy, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Cindy Lopez, and I'm the communication lead. I oversee social media, the website, pretty much anything media related. That's me.
Great. Thank you so much. And so today we are here to talk about what is going on to kick us off for 2024. And in 2024, we are excited to have our walk. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that. What is our walk? Why is it important to walk? And then as much information that we can share with you as possible in regards to this first event for the year. It's an important event, and I'll state this, but we'll go into more detail. But January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And so we're having our walk in January to highlight the importance of making sure everyone is aware about the issue of human trafficking. And so we're going to have just a conversation. We're going to share as much information as possible. So these are details that are important for you to know about our upcoming event. And so if you want to jot any notes down, you might want to take something out to write down this important information, but it'll also be all over our social media and website as well. But really just going to start by talking about the event itself. So we're going to start off with a question, and anyone can answer it. And if you both have information that you want to share or answer, by all means, share as much as you want and as important information as you want. So first question is, why is having a walk important in San Antonio?
From our experience, it's been such a great way to bring awareness to our community. And it really gives the community an easy and visible way to get involved. Like, they really appreciate coming. They learn more about the topic because it's still, such a taboo topic that we hear the word a lot. We know human trafficking exists, but there's not a lot of detail and information about what it is. So when they come, they get to learn a little more. But it's also one free, easy way to get involved and to show that they are actively against this problem, that they're actively taking steps against it.
Yeah, it's so important. Yeah, go ahead.
I think one of the coolest things too is just seeing your community rally together against this. And so even though you may not know all the people that are there, I think just to know that we're gathered there for one purpose, then you meet people, you potentially make new friends. And I think that's really amazing.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I was going to add that is coming together as a community against such a heavy topic, a dark topic, I think is a way to show not only the traffickers, but show survivors, show those that are trapped in human trafficking that as a city, we care. We see them and, we're trying to do everything we can to, hopefully bring an end to human trafficking. This is our, seventh walk, if I'm not mistaken, right? It is going to be our seventh walk. And so we've been doing this for a little while, and there's always a lot of stories that come out of each walk. The impact that people feel is always unique and different, right? Everyone takes something away that for themselves that they didn't know they were going to feel a certain way. They didn't know they were going to see the people that they saw, the reactions that it gives as well. And so one of the things that I think is important is survivors. So one of the things that we've made sure to do every year in our walk is to have a survivor speak and share whatever they want to share. And most of the time it's their story, very impactful. Why is it important to hear from survivors in our walk?
I think a lot of the same reasons that like Cindy mentioned about the walk itself, right? It gives them a place where they feel welcomed. They feel important, like somebody's actually interested in hearing what they have to say. It gives them a safe space to be able to talk about, you know, the things that they've experienced and how far they've come without judgment, without, you know, feeling like, oh, nobody understands my story. It's empowering, I think, to them to be able to have a place like that. And for us, it's such an important way for us to also just say, take the platform, you know, share what you want to say, because we're learning as well. We're hearing their stories and they're all so different, so unique that we walk away even like knowing something that we didn't know before. So that's what I think. I mean, I'm sure there's so many reasons, but that's just some of the few that I can think of right now.
Absolutely. I see it. I guess it's impactful to three different types. You know, it's impactful for the survivor. Like you said, it empowers them, makes them feel that their voice is important, their story is important. And then as an organization, For Freedom Initiative is, we care about having survivors as part of our organization, because, you know, we're speaking a lot of times on behalf of them, and it's important that they have a voice in our organization, in our events. And then the other is you as the audience, you take something away, right? You get to see someone that they're not only surviving, but they're thriving. They can move past this traumatic event in their life. And you get to see that, and you get to see where your energy and where your money and all your effort is going towards. And so it's super, super important to have a survivor's voice. And this year is no different. We're going to have a survivor story. We're going to have a survivor share their experience and their personal story testimony. And you definitely do not want to miss that, because it is impactful. It is important. So that leads to my next question, right? Why should someone attend the walk? Cindy, why do you think someone should attend the walk?
I think to show, you know, your solidarity, and show that you stand for something. In this case, you know, that you stand against human trafficking. If you are a parent or someone older, I think it goes to show those that are looking at you like a role model, that, you know, that you don't stand for that. And I think coming together for this cause is great.
Anything you want to add to that, Cece? I think what you said is huge. The side that people don't think a lot about is parents showing your kids that you care about these things, right? And so it's a family friendly event. And so, yes, we do want you to come as a family. If you have kids, don't leave them at home, bring them. Doesn't matter how young they are.
Yeah, it's absolutely free. We don't have any charges for attending. And really, it's a great place to also, just like Cindy mentioned originally about the walk itself, where it's a network of people that are standing together on this cause. And so you're going to meet a whole bunch of people from all types of walks of life, whether they are survivors themselves or whether they are also working against human trafficking.
You might meet someone who currently has someone that they're hoping that, you know, is rescued someday, or that has lost a loved one due to trafficking. So it's never really failed that we had a walk when someone didn't honestly come up to us and ask for some kind of connection, whether it's, hey, I'm not sure if this is trafficking, but I need some guidance on this, or can you introduce me to someone who I know needs help? And so it really is a great place where you can network and you can find the help that you might be needing at this moment. And maybe you don't know where to start. That would be a great place for you to come and just ask questions, and we'll do our best to connect you to the people that we know are fighting, and you can go from there. But just like everybody else mentioned, it's a great place to just start. If you're not sure where you stand on trafficking, maybe you don't know much about it, you're confused, just come and you'll learn more about it, and you'll get to stand with us against it.
Absolutely. Everything they said is super important. What I will add is that this is a unique event, one of a kind event. There's really, I will say, nothing else like it in San Antonio. And the reason I say that is because when we say walk, the speed of how fast we walk is not important. How fast we finish is not important. We're there to walk and create exposure. We are literally walking downtown San Antonio, where all the tourists are at, where everyone is kind of doing their thing that morning. And so they get to see us walking. We are escorted by the police. And so they see that, right? They see the police closing down a street. They see a group of people walking. We will have signs that day. They start reading the signs. We hand out cards that talk about human trafficking and some of the red flags. And so then they start, you can kind of see the wheels turning in their minds, like, oh, what is human trafficking? I didn't know about human trafficking. And they start learning a little bit about it. And we have had several years where people join us off the street. They join us in the walk, or some come back and follow us, and they meet us at the end of the walk, and they ask questions, and they get more information. And so that's why I say it's a unique event, because most walks and most 5Ks and all this, all they're worried about is getting to the finish line as quickly as possible. That's not what it's about for us. We want to stay out there as long as we can and get as many people involved as we can, because the more people show up, the longer the line, the more exposure we get, and the more people get to see and hear about what human trafficking is. And so you don't want to miss it. You know, I always say this, and we are a big city with over 2 million people, and we get anywhere from 200 to 300 people to show up to this event. That is less than 1%, you know? And so what we need is we need people to show up, and we want people to show up, because we, again, the more people that are out there, the more people that are touched, impacted, learn, get to hear survivors speak, get to hear their story. And then the event is just, the bigger it is, the more exposure it gets. So that's important. That's why we are sharing this information today, is because we want you to show up to this walk. We need you to show up to this walk. We need San Antonio to unite against human trafficking. There's already a lot of followers that follow us on social media, that join us for other events, that listen to this podcast. And sometimes one of the questions that we get asked is, what more can I do? And this is the more that you can do. Like, this is something tangible that you can do, is you can sign up for a free event, show up for a couple of hours, and walk and make an impact by just walking. And it's about a mile and a half less. So it's not a super long walk. It's short enough. It's long enough where, again, the information is out there. So now let's get into sharing some of the information. So Cindy, can you tell us a little bit more about where the event's going to be, the time of the event, some of the details?
Yes, most definitely. So this in 2024, this walk will be on January 20th, 2024 at Yanaguana Garden, 434 South Alamo. The details of the location will be in the show notes of this episode. But most importantly, the name of the walk is Alamo City Freedom Walk. So excited about that. And our theme this year is Step into Action, Stride for Justice, Walk to Raise Awareness, Stop Human Trafficking. And the registration for this walk will be opening in a couple of weeks. So if you already follow us on social media, you'll see the details there when that goes live. And for those that don't follow us already, again, the details will be in the show notes for this, where you can find us. And we're so excited to have you join us. The walk will be from 10:30 to 12:30. And one of the exciting things that we're going to do at this walk also is highlight what For Freedom Initiative does. We're excited to share more about our Dove Scholarship, our Brothers Against Trafficking, the Talk for Freedom podcast, and volunteer opportunities for you to engage and partake in. And so come out and join us. We are excited to meet all of you.
Great information. Again, a lot of excitement. I mean, we are excited. Alamo City Freedom Walk. I love it. I mean, again, we're there getting together with a purpose, right? And so she said it, I'll say it again, step into action, stride for justice, walk to raise awareness, stop human trafficking. That's why we're there. And we want you to be there with us. We want you to link arms with us and walk with us. It's going to be a great event, family friendly. We want you to bring your family. We want you to bring your friends. We want you to share the information as much as possible. If we have 1,000, 2,000 people, that'll be great. We just want you to show up and bring as many people as you can. Any additional information that you want to share, CC, Cindy, that we have missed so far?
No, we're just, like you said, we're so excited. It'll give us an opportunity to see our community. And, you know, what a better time to do it than Human Trafficking Awareness Month, to just come together and really just make a statement in our community that this is not okay. There's all kinds of things going on in the world. But if we can rally around that, show our city that, you know, it's not accepted here. And like y'all mentioned, you know, also for survivors to know that there's people out here who hear you, who care for you. And we're so excited to just rally with them.
Absolutely. So we will share again information online. You can follow our social media on Instagram, Facebook. We're on Twitter. And so you can follow us there for more information. You can also visit our website. So once you see it online on our social media, it'll drive you to our website, which is forfreedominitiative.org. And that information will be there as well. And so once again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, always reach out to us. We're happy to help. And we're just excited for you to join us, link arms with us, and stop human trafficking here in our city. Thank you so much.